back, everybody, to the greatest music NFT podcast show. I am your host, Beaks Vibe, and this is your number one source for all things music, AI, and crypto. And I'd love to talk a little bit more about crypto. You know, the thing is, I just want to make sure we say this very clear up front at the episode. None of this is financial advice. I am not sitting here LARPing trying to be like, I'm some crypto IQ guy or anything like that. So all I am doing is simply observing, simply commentating, and, you know, just sharing my thoughts on what I think is going on in the crypto market and in particular this cycle, since it feels like there's been a little bit of a turn in the tide and some momentum has started to uptick with crypto. So let's talk about it a little bit this episode, since I feel like it's kind of what everyone, at least on my timeline, since I'm a bit of a crypto enthusiast to say the least, has just been filled with a lot of, I don't want to say euphoria, but maybe we'll say a little bit of euphoria. So maybe take a little bit of note of that, right? Maybe even take note of the fact that I'm creating an episode, right? Like, that shows that it's like, oh, like, maybe this is the time to talk about crypto. Like, on this podcast, historically speaking, we haven't really talked a lot about crypto because this podcast really started in the deep despair of the bear market when there was, like, no action going on. So when did momentum really start to kick in? In my opinion, momentum really started to kick in when, right around the time when we started to talk about the base chain network, that Coinbase launch, which was an Ethereum layer 2, a scaling solution. And when that took place, because what has happened since, you know, all has taken place, we haven't really talked about the Binance scandal, but, you know, a lot of these titans or former titans of industry have fallen, and it really felt like the bad blood needed to be shed in the industry. And so you had your Sam Bankman-Frieds fallout, and lastly you had your CZ of Binance fallout. And so it left really the last man standing, you know, Brian Armstrong and Coinbase, which had always tried very hard to, you know, be legal and stay in the, you know, be on the up and up in terms of being a publicly exchanged company and things like that, which meant there was a lot of SEC scrutiny. And so they always tried to play by the rules. And it felt like they weren't getting rewarded for their good behavior. But kind of now, I think, historically speaking, hopefully Brian is feeling a little bit better, and all of Coinbase is feeling a little bit better with their ethics driven stance, because now they really are the last person standing. And as someone who commentates about crypto, especially from the US perspective, listen, I was using Binance US, and unfortunately I had to liquidate and get all my money out of Binance US because of the entire SEC Binance fiascos on the US side of things. They had paused funds, suspended withdrawals, all this stuff. It got messy. I didn't want to be a part of it. So I had to get out. Obviously, it seemed to be a great move because the Binance US situation really doesn't seem to continue to be all that good. But Coinbase is really the only great exchange on US soil. And so, I mean, that's where I trade. That's where at least where I onboard my fiat US money. So, you know, shout out to Coinbase. But anyways, we're not really talking about them. So where I really think the momentum of the meme season started is when that base chain started. And, you know, there were a couple meme tokens that started then, and that kind of started the first frenzy. And I think that's a really interesting observation. There's two notes I want to make here that I think are probably the key takeaways for this episode. Number one is meme season seems to be a very strong narrative that's had a very aggressive and fast uptick already. And so that's takeaway one, and we can talk about why. And takeaway two is the difference between the start of the bull cycle for this cycle versus last cycle. There's a totally different behavior. What I'm noticing, and it kind of coincides with point number one, is the part of the reason why I think meme season is taken off with like an absolute robust acceleration so far is because I think last cycle, the euphoric growth was unexpected because people didn't realize the magnitude of all the COVID money, right? All of the stimmy money. I don't think people really understood it. It was a first-time scenario for everybody. This cycle, I think you've got people, one, they know that crypto can do what crypto can do in terms of its, you know, its 10Xs, its 100Xs, its 1000Xs. And two, I think you have a lot of people that feel like they were wronged and are trying to get vengeance this cycle. And I think what that's leading to is really aggressive behavior with a lot of impatience and a lot of greed. Now, markets are always going to do what markets are always going to do, right? Like, this is a great equalized game of psychology of just the human mind and the human behavior. And so that's really where I'm kind of coming from with this episode. And in my observations is, you know, a lot of crypto was trying to be and is trying to be, for the right reasons, you know, utility and what is in it for the value and all this stuff. And so obviously the contrast to that with just an absolute uptick in meme season and how much money just totally fills into these non-utility meme coins, right? Like, just, I mean, name a chain and there's just tons of meme coins with hundreds of millions, if not into the billions of dollars. And it started with the big ones, right? It started with your Doge, it started with your Shiba Inu, and then it went into other derivatives of dog coins. And then every blockchain got its own dog coins, right? And like for Solana, which really becomes, seems to be the big retail, you know, blockchain this cycle is looking to really reaffirm itself as a blue chip. You know, they've got Bonk, and Bonk has just been soaring. I mean, just going from all-time highs to all-time highs, and then there's Bonk derivatives, and it just, you know, and then there's Bonk copycats on other chains. So it just goes on and on and on. It's really crazy. Everyone is just, you know, the sharks are out for blood right now. And you can either play into that or stay out of it. I'm not really one to speculate too much on, like, macroeconomic situations. I mean, I kind of have a point of view, but who knows what's right? Who knows what's wrong? I mean, I really hate to even think that, you know, sharing my opinion could be helpful. And it's not even meant to be helpful. It's just, you know, maybe you can take it with your opinion and just, you know, weigh the compare and contrast, right? I mean, and just do your own due diligence, obviously. And it's just about thinking about it. But clearly, you know, this November into December, closing out the end of 2023, has really been this momentous uptick in, you know, crypto. I think everyone's been sidelined for about 2 years. I think from a four-year Bitcoin cycle, everyone's looking at 2024, 2025 to be these great years of, you know, in the green plus EV. And so the fact that, you know, we're seeing this November to December kind of going into 2024, and right now I think you've got low interest rates in the U.S., I think inflation has come down, the market, the traditional finance markets seem to be doing great. I mean, I think the last 3 months have been great. A lot of companies are at all-time highs as far as I'm concerned. And so, yeah, now you see crypto. And then obviously the big thing is the Bitcoin ETF, which is just such a game changer if that happens. I mean, if you have the world's 401ks being reallocated into Bitcoin, I mean, the unlocking of trillions of dollars that might be is just insanity. And there's a lot of talk that that's, you know, in the near horizon. I have no idea whether that means 3 months from now or 3 years from now, but that is what they're talking about. And who's they? Do your own research. It's just, it's what the Congress, it's what the, you know, the BlackRock and the ones that are advocating for the ETF are all really kind of trying to say. So just trying to read the tea leaves and see what's going on. And there seems to be some inertia following that narrative. I think people are also expecting a little bit of a pullback. And so, you know, if you're looking towards, if you're trying to trade, I guess that's one thing. I'm certainly not a trader. I can hardly find a good entry point. I am the classic buy and it dips for the next 24 hours. So I should almost always counter trade my own thoughts. But nonetheless, you know, if you're worried about the final destination, you know, a dip really doesn't matter in the short term. I try to always think about long-term investing ideals, but, you know, crypto is such a Wild West situation. You definitely have to be a cowboy to strap on for this type of ride. So, I just wanted to share some of my thoughts. Really, it's just, you know, it's been a fun, exciting. It's fun to see the timeline on Twitter on /X, you know, tick back up with some fun activity. The memes are back. The jokes are back. The community's back. So when people start making some money, the good vibes come back. And so, you know, it has created some fun. So, you know, it makes for a good holiday season. So hopefully everyone's going to be enjoying some time off of work. Maybe a little bit extra time on the charts, looking at some meme coins and see what's going on. So that's really all I got for you this episode. Make sure you are following the podcast at TGM NFT Pod. Of course, you know that's short for the Greatest Music NFT Podcast Show. You can follow me at Beaks Vibe, where we are dropping the avatar video versions of these podcasts. And we're also posting them full on YouTube. Of course, you can also check us and listen to us anywhere podcasts are streamed for free. So that does it for this week, and we will see you same time, same place next week. Peace.